Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Syria may be getting more relief from sanctions, but there's still concerns. Then learn how your old books can resource believers around the world. We'll tell you how you can get involved with the story in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Syria, where another windfall is coming as the EU lifts economic sanctions. Some measures remain in place as the bloc closely watches where Syria's new government takes the nation. Now, this development comes a week after a similar pledge from the president of the United States to remove sanctions. Samuel, with Redemptive Stories, tells us
there's still deep concern and fear among all the minorities that this new government does not have the right visions of what a pluralistic society could look like for them.
In Syria's new economic season, there's a deeper reality facing the capital C church.
It is a great opportunity for the church to stand with the Syrian church and say, no, we will walk with you through these waters and we will help you and invest in you. And we're already seeing that change in some way, shape, or form occur.
So please pray earnestly for the Syrian church. Economic pressure has pushed many Christians to leave their homeland, and the threat of persecution today adds more impetus. Yet Samuel says that many who could choose to leave stay for the sake of Christ.
They're saying that more than ever, they're seeing other minority groups like the Alawites and the Druze respond to the gospel, and the Kurds in the north.
Next, after a direct phone call between the presidents of the United States and Russia this week, the potential for a Russia-Ukraine ceasefire is still uncertain. Now, you might be following the conflict from only one side. So what's the perspective of believers in Russia?
I wish that people would understand there's a difference between the overall picture of a country and the people that are actually in these cities and villages.
Eric Mock with Slava Gospel Association says
they are the story behind the story, because the headlines are what's Putin and Trump doing, the war, everything that's going on, that saturates the headlines. And we miss these faithful believers.
SGA supports the quiet ministries of hundreds of churches who are seeking to share Christ.
It's amazing to serve churches that do so much, to meet pastors that study through the night to be sure that they can minister in three or four churches, to be in communities where they don't want them there.
Some areas of Russia have a strong presence of shamanism or of Islam, which are resistant to the gospel. So pray for believers there.
Regardless of your political views, regardless of your views on leadership of other countries, we labor under the kingdom of heaven.
At our website, we'll connect you to some inspiring stories of SGA partners. Their stories can stir you to press harder after God's kingdom, wherever he's placed you. And are you looking to downsize during spring cleaning? Well, here's an idea. Jason Wolford with Mission Christ says his ministry accepts donations of Bibles and Christian reading materials in good condition.
They get palletized, boxed, sorted, and then we put them on sea containers and send them out to our distribution points around the world.
For example, a partner in South Africa gets four such containers each year. In the most recent shipment, a gang member's mother came across a Bible with commentary for prisoners.
She told this young man that it came from American Christian and it came just for him.
He was skeptical of the Bible, but when his mother told him it was a gift,
he started to cry because he said it was the first time that a stranger had done anything for him, and now he's reading this Bible.
Wolford says it's especially encouraging to see God's word going out into dangerous places.
The word of God's going to change things there.
So please, pray for the safety of the Mission Cry team and sensitive hearts for those who receive the Bibles. Wolford's also asking people to pray or give according to the Holy Spirit's leading.
And then as they do in both of those areas, I pray a blessing back on them, 30, 60, and 100-fold in the spiritual, physical, and financial areas of their life.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.